Amnesty International Director Cousin Zilala says the ratification of the convention, also known as the Kampala Convention, provides hope to survivors of Operation Murambatsvina and other internally displaced persons.
Is a sign that probably survivors of Operation Murambatsvina in Zimbabwe would have their needs attended to in as far as assistance is concerned. Because at the moment, the government has not fully or adequately addressed or provided the basic necessities of people who live in Operation Murambatsvina settlements.
Zilala says the government should implement, monitor and adhere to the provisions of the convention. Zengeza lawmaker Colin Guyo says it is not enough to ratify the convention. He adds government must take appropriate measures to ensure it benefits people on the ground.
It applies to certain areas of our case from independence to death. And the most prevalent or the most event that everyone will remember is to do with the case of Murambatsvina. So it is also my hope that those issues that have not been attended to by the removal or destruction of people's houses would be rectified.
Before its dissolution midnight Saturday, Parliament ratified the convention, which is the world's first legally binding instrument to cater specifically for people displaced within their own countries. Labour and Social Welfare Minister Paulina Mpariwa Gwanyanya explains the convention aims to establish a legal framework for preventing internal displacement and protecting and assisting internally displaced persons.
It reaffirms that national authorities have the primary responsibility to provide assistance to internally displaced people. It comprehensively addresses different causes of internal displacements, conflict, generalized violence, human caused or natural disasters, and development projects like building dams or clearing any land for large-scale agriculture.
More than 700,000 people were displaced during Operation Murambatsvina in 2005, while others have been displaced by developmental projects or mining activities, such as those in the Chiyazwa diamond fields in Manicaland province. About 10 million people have been displaced internally in Africa, largely due to conflict and violence. There are almost four times as many internally displaced people as there are refugees in Africa. Unlike refugees, internally displaced persons do not have special status under international law. Although Zimbabwe had signed the convention, it was not legally bound by its contents because it had not ratified it. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.